the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify. I am Sister Stephanie Shi from Bayan Baru Church. The previous two articles describe two blessings from God, and the third blessing will be explained here. Thank the grace of the Lord. Around a week of recuperation, my dad and I recovered from chikungunya. However, later, both of us suffered from one of its major side effects, which is arthralgia, or joint pains. In the morning, I will wake up with the fingers that hurts when in contact with water. I could no longer carry heavy loads. I had problems even with the simplest activities like driving, writing, and sometimes I will even need help in opening a bottle cap. I never feel so fragile. But what saddens me the most was when I realized I had difficulties playing the piano. And then I remember that in the past, I never volunteered to be a pianist in a church. I rejected the opportunity given. I felt I wasn't good enough. There are others who are better than me. And the mindset I had was I would only play when there is none available. I reckoned I still have ample of time and I can do this much later. But now, in this state, I regret it. But at the same time, I didn't have the courage to seek his healing. Since I was the one who forgo this opportunity in the beginning, I no longer have the rights to reclaim this position again. In my prayer, I sought God's forgiveness, and I told the Lord that I regretted it, and if only, I could turn back time. Miraculously, after this prayer, a few days later, I realized my fingers were no longer stiff, and it doesn't hurt like it usually does. I understand then that my Lord is giving me a second chance to amend my mistakes. To some, this may be just a coincidence and it can be scientifically justified. I am still young, my body is capable of a quick recovery, regardless of the different perspectives. I guess what matters most was that God is now providing me a second chance, and I thank God for it. Now it is for me to decide to either treasure or to give up this second chance. Up till now, my father still suffers from arthralgia. My relatives whom have contracted this virus too suffered from it, till the point that their joints became so swollen. And I occasionally still do experience it, although just temporarily. The pathophysiology of the chikungunya virus till now has yet to be explicitly known, and nobody knows what is the exact duration the arthralgia will last. Some reports mention that it could last from a few months to a few years, and I really don't know whether will it return again as I age. As I look at my father and my relatives, I realize that I am just living on a borrowed time. Like what was mentioned in James chapter 4 verse 14 to 15, and what is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. My beloved brothers and sisters, I believe this pandemic has taught us that time is never under our control. Let us boast about nothing, but cherish the opportunity to serve. I often hear, especially from the youth, saying like, I'm not talented in playing the piano, there are others who are actually better, why me? I can do it later, etc. But if you have the courage to record yourself playing the piano on social media, will you not have the courage to play for God as well? If you have the time to listen and learn how to play the pop songs, could you also spare a little time to listen and to learn how to play our hymns of praise? My greatest weakness was sight reading, and that was also the reason why I didn't have the courage to serve as a pianist. But I realized I did have a good hearing. I could remember tunes pretty well. Since God has given me this strength, I all the more should use it to complement my weakness instead of making it as an excuse not to serve. and this was my mistake. In order to complement my weakness, I would need to put in extra effort to listen to the hymns frequently and to practice a little bit more. Many a times, we gave up not because we think we do not have the talent, but because we were unwilling to put in efforts. We compare ourselves with those who are truly gifted, and we came to the conclusion that God did not give us that specific gift, and that is why we could excuse ourselves. Yet I believe this God is fair. I am sure He will provide everyone an equal share of strength and weaknesses. And it is up to us to perceive how should we use our strengths to complement our weaknesses. If there are only strengths without weaknesses, imagine how proud we will end up being without remembering who our Creator is, and not to even mention to rely upon Him. And if God is with you in this ministry, what is there to be afraid of? Is His love not sufficient enough to be a motivation? Shall we wait till it is too late and only we start regretting? Working together with Him, then we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, "In a favorable time I listened to you, and in a day of salvation, I have helped you." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. May all glory be given unto His name. Amen.